the town of Gio, 640 AD. When four guests arrive from across the sea, an innkeeper's quiet daughter is drawn into their mysterious story. Who are these strangers? Why are they running? And what dark secrets do they hide? This is the story of St. Dimphna.
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. St. Dimphna. Episode 1, Silent Child. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
This series made possible in part by the National Shrine of St. Dimphna in Massillon, Ohio. For info or to plan a visit to the National Shrine, go to thesaintspodcast.com/shrine. thesaintspodcast.com/shrine.
Aeternitatum conditu, noctem diem quae quid egis, et temporum dos tempora, ut aie ves fastidium.
Is this St. Dimphna's tomb?
Yes.
I came on pilgrimage.
Many do.
I don't want to be in your way.
Oh, you're not. I come here every week.
Oh.
She was my friend.
I'm sorry.
Can I tell you about her?
I'd like that.
I met Dimphna when I was 15. That was 3 years ago. I remember it very well. I was helping my father clean up at the inn.
What's the matter with you this morning?
Nothing.
Someone dare you to sit watching your father wiping down the park? You trying to drive me crazy?
No.
Come on. Up with you. Go play with the other children.
No, thank you.
Why not? Why not act like the other children and go scream and shout outside in the sunshine?
I don't know.
I don't know what to do with this silent child. Mother Mary, help me. Let yourself in.
Good afternoon.
Oh, you're not from these parts.
No, we are travelers from Eru. Gaelic.
Yeah, I've heard of your tribes running around up north. You can come in.
Thank you.
Come on in. Hang your cloaks on the peg. I'm Lewis, and this is my inn.
I am Father Gerbrand, and we saw your sign and came in to inquire about rooms for a week. Maybe longer.
How many?
3.
Money?
Yes.
Strike me down. Gold coins in gear. Fine currency for a peck of travelers. Who are you?
I'm a Catholic priest.
We got one of those ourselves here. What about the rest of you?
Coleman, nice to meet you. I am used to be a court fool in Eru, where I'm from. And this is my wife, Maeve.
Pleased to meet you.
And are you all out gathering souls?
No, we are refugees seeking a new home.
I'll say. You're pretty far from home, my Gaelic stranger, and what about you?
Me?
This is Dimphna.
And?
She's been my charge ever since her mother died.
Sorry to hear it.
Our rooms?
That's right, your rooms. Up the stairs and take your pick. The one at the end of the hall is taken.
Thank you kindly.
Give me your bag, Maeve.
Oh, you want any help?
No, thank you.
I'm very excited to sleep in a real bed tonight.
You act like you've never seen one before.
She's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen.
If I'm counting right, she left me twice as many coins as she should have. I'll only charge them for the week. Here, Mila, take these coins up to that girl.
Dimphna.
To Dimphna. Tell her we can make it all even at the end of their stay. She's left me more than enough to make me comfortable about them sleeping in my beds.
Yes, Father.
You told him my name. You shouldn't have told him my name.
No one knows we are here. We crossed the North Sea.
Yes, but...
Very few cross the North Sea, and the kind that do aren't likely to talk about it.
We shouldn't speak about it so openly.
You're safe here, Dimphna.
I'm still afraid.
We're far from Eru. He'll not find you.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Dimphna?
I'll be in my room.
You startled me.
My father said to give you these. You paid us more than enough.
Oh, thank you.
I'll go now.
What's your name?
I'm Mila.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you.
Evening, Louis.
Come on in, Alice.
We're talking about these gales Louis has upstairs.
Oh, wait for me. You know that's why I'm here.
What I want to know is exactly where they came from and why they left.
Louis, are they upstairs right now? Oh, Mila, child, you scared me. What are you doing hiding in the shadows? Get away from the stairs. The strangers are up there.
Leave her alone, Alice. Here's your drink.
You should have sent those gales packing. They mean no good. No good, I say. Invaders come to kill us in our beds.
Hush. Mila's listening.
Oh, she should be warned. Come on over here, Mila girl. Oh, just look at the sweet child, Louis. Spitting image of her mother. You should have thought of her when you took in those scheming strangers.
They were weary and polite. They had gold and wanted beds. I'm an innkeeper. Do you want a drink or not, Alice?
Yeah, I do. But don't change the subject. You're putting your daughter in danger, Louis.
The whole town is in danger.
See? Albert is on my side.
Here's your drink.
You better be wary, Louis. They could be spies. These northern tribes are savage.
A priest, a court fool, a woman, and a pretty girl aren't likely to destroy our little town.
Oh, they could be spies.
It's a long, long way from Eru.
They wouldn't send women to do their dirty work.
You said one was a priest?
Yeah, they all had crosses and kindness. Bunch of Christian wanderers.
Why aren't they at the church, then?
Church doesn't have beds and ale.
Still, I think you are very rash to give them a place to stay without knowing why they're here. You've put Mila in danger.
She can speak up for herself.
She never says anything.
Sweet, silent child.
They aren't dangerous.
She speaks! Did you talk to them, Mila? What did they say? Why are they here?
Let her alone. She isn't one for gossiping.
She isn't one for talking. Speak when you're spoken to, child. Your mother would have taught you that.
Answer, Alice, Mila.
There she goes, running away rather than answering a single question.
I'd best go talk to her.
What did you expect? She's been like that ever since her mother died.
Death is no excuse for bad manners.
Mila! What are you doing, crouched against the wall like that?
Dimphna is in trouble.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of The Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 2, A Gaelic Princess, to hear the next installment of Saint Dimphna. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.